Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is your host, Stewie. How's everything going? How's everyone's week going? I hope good. I'm actually at the movies right now watching The Kingsman. I hope everyone gets the chance to have a great week. I have my birthday coming up this weekend, so excited. We did get some snow yesterday. A couple of inches caused a few delays for a good few hours. But other than that, we are all good, still living. And we're supposed to get a clipper system again tonight on to Thursday morning, which is going to create a little issue with the travel time once again. But I hope everyone on my East Coast side still gets the chance to stay safe and please adhere to all the cautions and security and safety measures that are definitely implemented on all the roadways. So as we go into the weekend, I hope everyone has everything planned that they need to have planned and definitely start to reestablish some good connections with the people that you weren't able to connect with for the past several weeks. And I hope that we can definitely put things back in order, definitely, for sure. There's a lot of miscommunication. I tell you, it was all around, all across the border. So, all right. So, as I stated before, I'm definitely at the movie theater right now. So, you see how dedicated I am to you all. I know last week was a disappointment, but I definitely wanted to make sure I get on board with talking to you all again. Now, I wanted to touch bases more on what speeches are. Like I said, I'm definitely taking a class up right now on speeches. And you guys, as I've said this before, if you guys are like not sure exactly what type of education or information you need to know about your current career field or current desire to a current project, I'm trying to find the words to say, as you guys could definitely tell. What I'm trying to get at is to say definitely educate yourselves is what I've always implemented. Research, read up, you know, even if it's just one book. You don't have to necessarily take a course because you can also do that. But you don't necessarily have to take a course on anything to educate yourselves on what you want to do. Just, you know, there's YouTube, there's books, there's courses, there's everything you need actually at your disposal to keep you in the loop and keep you educated and informed as to what is going on with your current career field or your current passion. Now, if you definitely are looking to get into something that you're unaware about but you have a knack for, definitely, like I said before, read up on it, you know, try it out. You learn best actually from doing it. Some of us learn best from reading, but I can say I'm a hands-on type of female, or person, I should say. I like to visually learn and have hands-on with my learning process. It's the only way I learn, actually, the best. Some of you like to read and then do. So it's up to you. And I wanted you also, got you guys also to, not only is that good for the image, but definitely, guys, you know, read up on things that are not a part of your career. I don't think I've ever mentioned that one before, too, but try to read up on things and give speeches on things that you're not too informed about. Only because it actually expands your horizons or your knowledge base on things that you're not too familiar about. You know, you got to come out of your comfort zone sometimes. You never know. You might find that you might have another skill or a knack for something else that you might be good at. So it's always best to come out of your comfort zone. Never stay in your comfort zone. You know, definitely come out of it. And if you never feel like you need a day off, well, then you're in the wrong career field, because whenever you enjoy and have a passion for something, you always give it your all, no matter how many hours you dedicate. So I must say that this is all a great, it's all a great journey being an entrepreneur, self-employed, and trying to figure out what you're good at versus what you're not good at, you know. So, and definitely get your group of friends involved in new projects, you know. When you're trying to help someone else out and they have something completely different than what you know how to do, that's another thing that expands your knowledge base and your horizons. Help a friend out with their current project, you know. Help each other out. That's all that matters right there at this point in time. It also helps with your image, you know. Let credit be shown for what credit needs to be shown at, though. You know, if your friend allows you to put credit, like, oh, you know, this person helped, this is their business, then that's all great and all good for you. And how about that drama? Did anyone see that celebrity drama between Amber Rose, who is Wiz Khalifa's baby mama, and also was married to her, so she's more so the ex-wife now. And what's her name? Oh, Khloe Kardashian. I almost forgot her for a second. How many times have I told you guys that I really don't like the Kardashians? Probably one too many at this point in time. Yeah, I really don't like the Kardashians, but I'll deal, okay, for the most part. It's the fact that they were over there arguing back and forth on Twitter, and then Amber Rose took to her Instagram to post the memes. Oh, it got ugly, but I can tell you one thing, Amber Rose had the most lines. Now, can we all say sour? Yes, we can all say sour because of the fact that Amber Rose is, I'm sure she probably is a little sour in losing Kanye to Kim Kardashian. But hey, Kanye probably always had a thing, previous, I think, if I'm not mistaken, Kanye had a previous thing with Kim, lost her, and then it got back together. It's a whole big thing with them too. And then it was the whole story of Tigers with Kylie Jenner. Oh, that was actually I knew that was a fake, but that was actually more so established when Tyga took to the Breakfast Club, if I'm not mistaken, took to the radio to explain that he's not really technically with her. So, this music industry is full of politics. No, it's not really full of politics, but it is. It's full of secrets and lies that we are all mostly just not aware of because we're not behind the scenes. We just see what the pictures show us. Am I right? All right. So, that's why I say when it comes to you as an individual, self-employed, you definitely want to create an image where you want to be remembered for. Now, I'm not saying that you have to be fake. That's not what image branding is. But image branding is a daily lifestyle change that you must create for yourself, contour for yourself that actually reflects you, reflects your job, reflects your family. Now, if you want to be remembered for the good Samaritan, by all means, keep that image. If you want to, you know, whatever you want to be honored for and remembered for, definitely work your best at it to do your best to be remembered for that and keep that image for your whole life. Now, I do feel like that drama is definitely not going to, between Amber Rose and Khloe Kardashian, that drama is forever going to be feuded. For sure. But anyways, update on the Bruce Jenner thing. He definitely might be charged with manslaughter when this is all said and done. That vehicle accident was definitely a very big thing. So it's unfortunate when sometimes you get caught in the middle of things that you weren't sure that you were going to be caught in the middle of. So come to the last couple of minutes of the show. I have no more plans for the rest of the night, thank God. And wanting to definitely go home and take the night off. Oh, no, not really. I actually do have plans. Let me get back to the homework, right? So I do have homework tonight. If you don't remember, on Sunday I asked if anyone knew a persuasive topic. And I mean my persuasive topic. If you're actually wondering what is it that I actually thought about, talk about for my persuasive topic, I thought to talk about autism. Now, if you don't know what autism is, I definitely would suggest that you guys look that up. Get involved, definitely, for sure, on what autism is. There's a lot of groups. There's a lot of programs to help these young kids to be supported in their current time of need because autism affects children. And medication helps, but the help that saying goes, it takes a village to raise a child. So what I'm saying is get involved with the whole walk for autism. Get involved with programs, help these children out to gain friends, to gain some knowledge of the world without discrimination, without being judged. It is a hard thing to encounter as a child. And actually, I have a little sister who is that, and she's very confident in her ways. It's just that she doesn't know no boundaries. And that's another thing. These children need to feel as much as in the group, you know, with society as possible. So definitely I'm going to be working more on my speech, and I'm going to be definitely letting you guys know exactly how that goes in my class. Because I just really do feel like you should be informed, that you should also help out. It's like breath. It's not, ultimately, it's not like cancer, but how everyone gets so involved in that life-threatening disease. Please get involved with autism, because autism really affects these children. These are individuals that still have to grow up with this. So it all matters. It's all for the good cause. And if you don't want to get involved, if you can, donate. They all need assistance. They all need help. So, and the families that are dealing with it all day, every day, could use the support as well. So it all matters. All right, so we are coming to the end of the last few minutes of the show. And I want to also say again, as I always do, for all business inquiries, you can email me at foryourimagellc@gmail.com. If you were looking for an image consultation, you can contact me at prestoexperts.com/conversationwithSuie, S-C-E-W-I. You can follow me on Instagram at Suie Chewy, S-C-E-W-Y-C-H-E-W-Y. And I will follow back. You guys just have to let me know that you heard the show, and I will definitely follow back. If you didn't hear the show, that's fine. You can always replay it, like I've always said. Multiple times, you can always replay the show. So, but I just want to make sure that you guys are always informed of a lot of things, or just the things that I feel as though you should be informed about. Like I said, there's other avenues and venues to get your information. It's not just my show, but I do appreciate all my supporters and all my listeners. Thank you for tuning in when you tune in. So as I see the crowd is exiting out of the theater, I'm going to go ahead and head back in with the family. And once again, I thank you all for tuning in and listening in. And as always, your feedback is always appreciated. I don't get much of that, but as far as I hear, everything is good. And I appreciate all the love that I do get. Thank you so much. So everyone, please stay safe. It's on the East Coast with me dealing with this lovely weather. And for everyone who's not dealing with this lovely weather, high five to you for being in short weather and being able to stay warm. Soon enough, we'll be hitting that spring season, and we'll be able to get back to the short sleeves and the less layers of clothes. So I just want to say that also, if there's any events that you guys are going to that you would like for me to know about, definitely email me that. If you'd like for me to be a host at your upcoming events, definitely let me know that. Email me at my business email address. And if you have any shout-outs, if you have any artists that you would like for me to interview, definitely feel free to email me at my business email address or let me know via Instagram. I definitely will check that artist out and put you guys on the schedule. So I thank you all for once again tuning in and being that lovely supporter that you are. And let me know that you're listening so I can give you a shout-out the next time. Or if you have a business that you want me to just give a shout-out to the name of that business, let me know, and I'll definitely do so. So as we are counting down, I thank you all again for listening. And I definitely tuned in today for you all, despite the fact that I am currently out and about with the family. But I still stuck to my schedule today. And I thank you all. Thank you all. Thank you all. Thank you all. Once again, business email address is foryourimagellc@gmail.com. Follow me on Instagram at Suie Chewy, S-C-E-W-Y-C-H-E-W-Y. I look forward to talking with you again on Sunday to give you touch bases again. All right.